Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to start a lesson entitled Restoring the Joy of Thy Salvation. For this, we're going to look at Psalms 51, verse 1 through 13, and it reads as follows. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight. That thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Praise God. Hide thou face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. God bless the reading of his word. And as we know that David writes this psalm right after his sin that he committed with Bathsheba. Oh, David felt in his heart that he was distant from God. He knew that joy, that fellowship, that sweet communion that he once shared was gone. David had lost the joy of his salvation. But one thing I like about David, he did not stay in the situation that he was in. Sure, he messed up. Sure, that when he sinned in committing adultery with Bathsheba, the sin continued to compound. Then he committed murder about Uriah. You know the story in 2 Samuel chapter 11. But sin compounds itself if you don't deal with it. It'll keep going on and on and on until you say, I've sinned and I can't get out of this thing. God, I need your help. And as David was feeling the loneliness of missing that fellowship with Jesus Christ, that sweet communion, he then knew that he had to do something. He knew that he had to get the joy of his salvation restored. You know, what is joy? Why is it so important? Joy motivates us in the midst of trials and situations. You know, joy can be said, joy is the cheerfulness or a calm delight, a gladness that you have on the inside. Joy is not affected by the outside circumstances, like the word happy. You know, a lot of people say, hey, I'm happy. But if you break that word down, happy based on happenings. Happy is based on the things that are going on around you or external. But joy comes from the inside. And whenever you use that joy from the inside, you're going to be someone that's most miserable. Now, no, you didn't lose your salvation, but you lost that power that you once had. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy is thy strength. So when you lose that joy, you lose that strength in the Lord. Now, you can think of happiness even more like this. Think of joy as the happy response to the grace we receive from God. We know we can't lose that grace, but we lose that joy. We lose the correct response that we should have when we're going through things in our life. Are we going to be bitter or are we going to be joyful about the things that Christ has done?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.